Austin, Texas.
Let's go, Mr. Sandoval.
This makes no sense. No sense at all. My enemies would kidnap my son, not... This is something different, Ranger. Someone different.
Trying to assess the best escape route, Caitlin figured that whoever was behind this would expect them to head through the lobby, bait their trap where they could hide in plain sight. But they couldn't hide in plain sight along the next most available escape route, via the pool, where men wearing jackets meant to disguise their holsters would stand out.
This way.
Caitlin had the SIG out now and held low, concealed, just behind her hip. A flagstone path led along a circuitous route to the Four Seasons outdoor pool. From a distance, it looked surprisingly crowded for such an early hour, the unseasonably warm temperatures likely to blame, along with businessmen who must have brought their families along for an electronics convention that had filled every downtown hotel to capacity. Kids had laid claim to the pool too, complicating the issue even further. Caitlin noticed the presence of several men in swimsuits seated on chaise lounges around the pool, which should have been cause to relax, but it wasn't, because whoever was behind this and the bodies in Willow Creek would never leave so obvious an escape route unguarded. Meaning she'd played right into their hands, done exactly what was expected of her. Well, not quite. They'd expected her to relax now, to figure she was home free until they chose the right moment to yank weapons stuffed beneath their chaise lounge cushions and open fire. But how to tell bad guys from bystanders? How to know which to shoot with the 14 bullets readied in her SIG? Caitlin kept leading Sandoval on, not about to do anything to provoke the gunman swathed in suntan lotion and lying atop towels ablazoned with the Four Seasons logo until it was on her terms. Caitlin spotted a fire hose curled up behind steel and glass. She veered right toward the building facade where the firebox was placed, Sandoval on her inside with the gun between them.
Are you armed, sir?
No.
I slipped my backup pistol into my jacket pocket. I want you to slip it out. Get ready to use it.
And Caitlin felt him do so as they reached the firebox, positioned in front of him as she twisted a valve to activate the water flow and yanked the canvas fire hose free of its spool. She spun, already twisting the nozzle to the on position, full out for maximum force. The hose filled out to its full diameter in an instant as a torrent of spray exploded outward. Caitlin's first pass coated the pool-goers with a sizzling, needle-like blast, powerful enough to topple a few unoccupied chaise lounges and spill some unaware guests from others to the chalkstone pavement below. She kept the spray going until three men in pool gear that looked all wrong on them fought back to their lounges after the spray had passed them. Tucking the hose under her left arm, Caitlin raised the SIG in her right. Soon, all three men were down, two of them with multiple pools of blood spreading beneath them. Caitlin twisted the nozzle to the off position. Some of the guests clung to the meager cover provided by their lounges or toppled tables set up poolside. Others were fleeing, while still more climbing from the pool in terror, children in tow. Caitlin's eyes stayed fixed on the three downed bodies shedding blood on the concrete, with their weapons left baking in the sunlight.
I'll take my second pistol back now, Mr. Sandoval.
Scottsdale, Arizona. The shoebox Luke had found in their murdered aunt's kitchen drawer was full of old photographs, many with the colors washed out and edges peeling back. The pictures were mostly of sisters Maura and Araceli Torres as babies and toddlers. A few showed them as young girls, and some of the shots included the girls' parents, Carmen and Mateo, if Court Wesley's memory served him right. The snapshots had been developed back in the 70s, when photo processors still used a date stamp on each shot. The shots that interested Court Wesley the most pictured the girls on the migrant farm where Maura may have been born. This, judging by the fact that some of the shots of her at 6 or so months old, dated 1973, were framed against the background of what looked like cornstalks in some and dilapidated shacks typical of migrant housing in others. Assuming Maura and Araceli's murders could be traced to the past, the original ties and roots might lie somewhere in this shoebox, starting with this farm and others on which their parents worked. But how to determine the exact locations from pictures as much as 40 years old escaped him. There were no distinct clues in the form of a numbered address or convenient shot of the road running outside the property. He figured he could narrow down the list of possible farms to 10,000, maybe. Not much of a help.
I can help.
Hello?
Well, you said something about help.
I did.
Uh-huh. Well, let me see those pictures, Dad. See, I've got an app for that.